Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Consciously Blooming. I am your host, Natalie Green, and I am so happy to have you here today. For this week's episode, it will be the March monthly roundup, as this will be the last episode before the end of the month. This is just a chance for me to share what I've been doing over the month, any habits that I had changed from the previous month that really worked, what I've been reading, what I've been eating, and just really what I've been loving, as well as going over things that I'll be changing going into next month. So let's jump right in. This time we're going to start with what I've been reading. So I did just finish The Rise of Princes and The Rage of Queens, both by Janelle Rhiannon. As you can tell, I really enjoyed the books. I flew through them. They were the last two books. Well, apparently there's a fourth book coming out. Who knows if that's actually going to happen? But they're the last two, allegedly, books of this series that are recounting the Trojan War. So very much in my Greek mythology phase. I think it's because I will be going to Greece this summer, so I'm super excited, but I've also always loved Greek mythology. If you're someone who loves Greek mythology, I definitely recommend both of those books. So that will be Rise of Princes and Rage of Queens by Janelle Rhiannon. What I have been eating. Well, like I mentioned last month, I have been really into the Blue Zone diet. And it is not an actual diet. It's just the types of food that you are eating. And if you're not familiar with the Blue Zone, I go into a little bit more in-depth description in the February monthly roundup episode. So I highly recommend you go back and check out that episode. But just briefly, the Blue Zones are regions that have the highest percentage of their population living to be over 100. So those are centennials. Part of why they live so long and are still living such active and mobile lives is due to the food that they eat. So I've been really loving replicating these meals for my lunches and for my boyfriend and I's dinners. Most recently, I did a Mediterranean plate for lunch, and then I did a Buddha bowl, which, if you're not familiar, just is really a whole meal in a bowl. It's got the protein, carb, and lots of veggies, and even most of the time, you'll be getting your protein from your vegetables. So I did a tempeh Buddha bowl. And if you're not familiar with tempeh, I believe it's like a mixture of different grains, and it's a really high protein vegan dish. I did not end up loving this recipe simply because the dressing had tahine in it, and I overate tahine this summer. So I'm kind of anti-tahine right now. And so I did not love that Buddha bowl, and I had to suffer through eating it for 2 weeks because I had that many of the ingredients left. Sorry, I just realized I have been saying tahine the whole time. I mean tahini. I mean the ground up sesame paste. Yeah, so this is not tahine as in like the chili lime salt yumminess. This is tahini, which is the ground sesames, and that is what I overate this summer, and that is why I did not enjoy this bowl. I will include the recipe just in case you are a big tahini fan. I definitely recommend you check it out. However, it was not my cup of tea. Another thing that I did switch up this month was between drinking my green juices and drinking bone broth, and I have been absolutely loving it. And if you don't have a juicer at home, I highly recommend you consider just drinking bone broth in the morning because it is so beneficial for the lining of our gut, and it has so much collagen and just like an extra pump of protein in the morning. Overall, I love doing it. It's such a wonderful way to start my day and just get my body ready to digest all the wonderful nutrients from my breakfast as well. I also made quinoa crunch bars, and they were so good. If you heard me mention the recipe last month, it's literally just toasting quinoa and then adding dark chocolate and then pouring it into like whatever mold and cutting it, and boom, it's like an at-home crunch bar. So good. I really, really enjoyed it. A few things that I would note is definitely sprinkle flaky sea salt on top. It was so yummy. And if you're going to make it, pour it into a baking dish or something that you can really spread it out, because if it's too thick, it is literally like cutting through a brick. it was so difficult for me to cut through. So make sure you're pouring it thin enough that it can actually be like a chocolate bar and not like a chocolate quinoa brick. Still, even though they were incredibly thick, they were really, really yummy. Even my boyfriend really enjoyed them. So just a healthier way to get in quinoa, which is a superfood, into your dessert. So I loved it and I definitely recommend it. And I think I'm going to keep doing this into the summer. What I have been loving slash doing, I will combine these two. I'm going to combo what I've been loving from Trader Joe's. It has been brought to my attention that I bring up things that I love from Trader Joe's a little bit too often. I live so close to one, and you can read all of their ingredients on most of their stuff. So it's very tempting for me to try a lot of their things, and that's why I have so many recommendations. So I'm sorry for all of my listeners who are not nearby a Trader Joe's. I bet it's really annoying when I go on my Trader Joe's tangents, and I apologize. So I'll keep this one brief for my listeners who do live nearby Trader Joe's, and that would be the scent-free body lotion. I've been absolutely loving it. It's so smooth and creamy and honestly a little bit lightweight. Even though it's thick, it doesn't make you feel greasy and it makes you feel very moisturized. So I've been loving that, as well as they just came out with their own argan oil. I mentioned argan oil in last week's episode about hair care, so I was like, I definitely have to snag this. And I know that a lot of people use the, I think it's OGX. I don't know. It's this one brand of Moroccan argan oil that I've seen every girl use. And I used to use it in high school, but I really don't trust that brand. And I don't trust all of the additives that they put in their products. So I think that this is a really good alternative. And it's 100% argan oil. And it's so lightweight. It felt really good on my hair when I was doing my hair oiling. Also, it has been feeling really good on my skin. I actually did, because it's not chock full of gross chemicals and scents and weird things, you can use it as skincare as well. So I'll switch between using the scent-free body lotion and the argan oil, and I cannot recommend them more. If you have a Trader Joe's nearby you, try them both out. Now, off of my Trader Joe's train, I have been loving reusable eye masks. I'm late to the eye mask game, but I have been putting on a new eye serum I bought and then wearing a reusable eye mask for like 20, 30 minutes in the morning whenever I'm doing the dishes. And it just feels so wonderful and relaxing. And I think it really does help your serums and any of your eye products really soak in so that they can really do what they're meant to do. And the fact that they're reusable obviously always makes me very happy, because one-time use things make me sad. I know it can also be hard to use reusable things on your face because of bacteria and such, but since these are silicone, I've been loving them. So if you are a big eye mask girly, I highly recommend checking out some reusable ones. And if you're not on the eye mask train yet, I definitely recommend you give it a try. Okay, so this next thing is free. And if you listened to last month's episode, referencing it a lot, I mentioned that I needed to put my phone away from me during work. Now, this isn't because I would watch my phone instead of working. It's just sometimes it would be on in the background, which is not acceptable for how I want to be having my work-life balance. So I downloaded an app called Opal. That's O-P-A-L. And none of this is sponsored. However, I have been loving this app. It is an app that locks other apps. So it locks down my TikTok, my Instagram, and my Snapchat from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day. And I set that timer, I set that lock, and there's like a setting where you can be like, oh no, I want to break the lock just for 5 minutes, and then you'll break it and then it'll go back on. And it's a free app, and I've seen such an improvement in my screen time. I don't know about you, but I get a weekly report on how much time I've been spending on my phone each week. And I've seen that time improve so drastically since using this app. So I cannot recommend this more either. I'm obsessed with it. It makes me so happy and it makes me feel so much more productive. I've been loving it. If you're someone who has a bit of a social media addiction, which I will admit that I do, this has completely changed the game. And lastly, what I've been doing is selling and donating clothes. I've been trying to sell clothes with my friend Alexi 2 weekends in a row, and it's been really wonderful getting to talk to people, but also to just get rid of clothes that I don't have a chance to wear, no matter how cute I think they are on the hanger. I just don't have a chance to wear them. So doing that, as well as donating clothes that I know definitely won't be selling, it's just a great time to clear out the closet. And that's what I've been up to. But moving into April, starting off with reading, I will still be reading The Green Witch. I think that one's going to take me a while. I'm really easing my way through it, as well as Untamed by Glennon Doyle. We are finishing that book up this month for my women's book club. I've so enjoyed this book. It's been really wonderful. I highly recommend it. And I will keep you posted on the next book we start reading. And I will be jumping into the book The Humans by Matt Haig as a recommendation from my mom. She said it's just a light read and it's a novel. So I'm excited to jump right into that after so many weeks of Greek mythology. What I will be eating. More Buddha bowls for lunch. There are so many recipes online, and I'm really excited for the one that I'm going to be trying this upcoming week. It's going to have edamame, it's going to have snap peas, it's going to have some white rice, which you can sub for brown rice if you prefer, but I'm definitely a white rice girly, and some romaine and cucumber, and then I am going to put the green goddess dressing from Trader Joe's on it. You can see all of the fresh ingredients listed on the side of the bottle. And I think that even if you're not going to Trader Joe's, if you don't have one nearby you, I think that buying fresh salad dressing, if you're not going to be making it at home, is such a game changer, because there are so many different additives and sugars and the ones that you buy that are like pre-bottled and not refrigerated. And don't get me wrong, my favorite salad dressing is still the Newman's Own family recipe. It is my absolute favorite salad dressing. It is definitely super processed. I don't care. I don't eat it every day, but I will never get off my soapbox. If you haven't tried that salad dressing, it's so delicious, and I recommend you do. But anyways, yeah, I think that I'm definitely in my fresh salad dressing or making it a home salad dressing phase. So that will be going on my Buddha bowls for lunch. For my breakfasts, I'm still sticking with my egg avocado toast with turkey bacon, arugula, blah, blah, blah. But I will be adding egg whites to the eggs so that I can get more protein in my breakfasts. While I do think it's still a high protein breakfast, I think I could use a little bit more protein, especially since my lunch is so veggie packed. Getting a little bit more protein in my breakfast, I think, will also help balance out the fact that while I am having vegetable protein in my lunch, it might not be as much protein as if I were to just eat like a regular meat. So I'm bumping up the protein there. And overall, I'm going to be switching up the fruit I've been eating. I have been having blackberries every morning with my breakfast and kiwis every afternoon for my snack for a very long time now. And I forgot what I had mentioned a while ago about switching up the food you're eating to help your healthy gut bacteria. So I will be switching up my fruit more often. And this week I will be switching my blackberries for blueberries and my kiwis for strawberries, because that is what is in season in California this month. I will also be switching it from the homemade seed crackers, which I was loving, I was eating that with goat cheese, to Greek yogurt. So I can still be eating my seeds with the Greek yogurt, but I got tired of the seed crackers. I did. They were good, but I was like, I'm totally over seed crackers. Doing some Greek yogurt to get that really high protein snack in there. And something that I've been having so much fun with and had several times this month, actually, was at-home Korean barbecue. If you know me, you know that I love Korean barbecue more than, like, I don't even know. I absolutely love Korean barbecue. My boyfriend and I have figured out how to do our own little at-home Korean barbecue, and it's such a good time. It's so delicious, and it's obviously cheaper than going out. And I even did this with my soup kitchen friends the other day at one of their houses, and it's just so much fun to do with people, even if it's just you and your partner or you and a friend or a group of people. So it's easy to do even if you don't have like the full-on setup where you can grill it in front of you at your table. My boyfriend just cooks all of the meat really quickly, and then we just put them on a plate and literally eat off of the plate with all of our fixings. Like, I always get rice paper. We have kimchi. I bought seaweed salad this time. I always make the KBBQ sauces. Like, we are pros at home KBBQ at this point, and It's just so much fun. So I definitely recommend you give it a try. And it's something that I will be doing a lot more of in April, just because I freaking love KBBQ and it's been forever since I did it. And then I did it a few times recently and I want to do it even more in April. What I will be doing after last week's episode, I will be tending even more care to my hair. The summer's coming up and I need to get a trim. So I'll be getting a trim in April. And I just want to be really consistent with my hair oiling and with my rosemary water, because I'd love to see even more growth and to keep my hair growing and healthy, as the sun does damage it. Just the same way that it damages your skin, your sun does damage your hair. So I want to be taking care of it and nurturing it so I can keep it growing even in the summer. I will be propagating my plants and nurturing the ones that I already have. I've got a few plants that are not doing so hot and I'm not sure why. So in April, I'll be really trying to give them that TLC to get them looking and feeling their best, and maybe even propagating some of the ones that are doing really well now so that I can expand my collection with what I already have without even buying new plants. That is another thing I'll be doing after mentioning how excited I've been about houseplants recently in last week's episode. I know I mentioned last time that I would be trying to learn some Greek phrases during my lunch breaks. This month got so busy, I felt like I was busy during every lunch, so that did not happen. And I'm going to really work on it on this month, because I would love to go to Greece knowing a few phrases to just, you know, show that I'm putting in some time and effort to try and learn their language. And last but certainly not least, I will be spring cleaning. It is April. The first day of spring was on March 19th, and it is time to get ready for the next season. So spring cleaning my spaces, my closet, my car, even everything. This is the time to do it, and I'm really excited to do it. I will end this week's episode with a quote from Carol Burnett, who said, "Only I can change my life. No one can do it for me." Now with that, I end this week's episode. I thank you so much for listening. Please like, share, and leave a review, and let me know if you've added anything into your March routine that you liked or will be adding in your April routine. I look forward to hearing from you, and I hope you have a wonderful week and keep consciously blooming into your best self.